This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're going to let Chris Russell gather himself for a minute because he basically just woke up. Getting back from Capital One Arena. We'll let him gather himself and get ready for his on-air hit with us. We do appreciate him coming on. But we do have to thank our friend Chris Farley from Pacers Running Stores. I mean, the running shoe fairy came in and dropped a big box in the producer's studio.
I better go for a run today.
Shoes for everybody. Drabby got some Adidas. Valdez got a new pair of New Balance. EB, I think, got some Brooks.
Do you request New Balance over there, Valdez? Is that your bit? Are you a New Balance guy?
Farley knows that they feel most comfortable on my feet.
Nice.
And so he always goes out of his way to make sure my feet and toesies are comfy.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He sent me a pair of Hokas the other day, and then I got these Brooks. So thank you.
I told him one time how much I liked these New Balance shoes that I got when I was running in them. And he always remembers it, and every time he hooks me with shoes, he hooks me with New Balance.
The other thing is, he always knows your size.
Of course.
Always.
Of course he does.
I actually think he has them tattooed on his arm.
He must. Well,
dude, he has everything.
He's a super junk.
I remember years later, so I did the marathon with him in 2009. I think Cake did it in 2010. And years later, I went for a run with him, and he still had the data of every run and my weight from every run.
Of course he does.
It's great.
He loves data. So once he gets you in his system, you're in there. He knows exactly the size.
It's actually not that easy to find 12 and a half.
Right.
Like, it usually goes 11, 12, 11, 11 and a half, 12, then 13. And he knows 12 and a half actually is a nice compromise for my two big dumb feet, one the different sizes. But, you know, he's the only guy that ever gives me 12
now
and a half.
He fitted my feet. Like, they do at Pacers, they do. You'll get on the treadmill. They'll find the perfect shoe for your foot.
Oh, absolutely.
So
that's why I'm a Brooks guy. Brooks is like, maybe that's why Valdez is a New Balance guy.
Thank you, Chris Farley.
The perfect comfort level for him.
We appreciate the shipment.
All right, is Chris Russell joining us now?
He is.
Our Capitals insider. He's presented by Dominion Jewelers. Custom engagement rings and jewelry in the heart of Falls Church. They make it beautiful. You make it yours. DominionJewelers.com. Hey, before we talk about the Caps game, I'll be honest. I didn't click on every tweet and follow everything, but it appeared you had some sort of an altercation with Landfill. Can you fill us in?
Sure, and good morning, fellas.
Hello, Rooster.
So what happened was, cock-a-doodle-doo, everyone. I had to come to the radio station yesterday morning after Caps practice, because these days aren't long enough as they are. I was out of my house from 8:30 in the morning yesterday until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Brutal.
So I had to come to the radio station yesterday to handle some business, as we call it. So Landfill was enthralled by the fact that I was in a suit. A lot of people, dress up for these Caps playoff game, so the Rooster feels obligated to dress nicely. So he was sitting there with a stupid video camera while I was talking to CK right outside of CK's office. So the dummy is just recording me for no reason while I'm talking to our boss about stuff. And I just got annoyed after some point while stupid Landfill is just recording me for no reason for like 3 minutes at this point. So at some point, like I guess a A-list celebrity that I'm not, I just attacked them.
Verbally.
You went Sean Penn.
No. I went after his stupid camera.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I mean, you could see it. I get it's on Roostercast, which is apparently a Twitter handle and a website. And, I mean, they've got all this, the paparazzi and all this. I mean, I feel like, you know, I really legitimately sort of feel like, well, like a, I don't know, a G-list celebrity.
You've
or something
arrived,
like that.
Rooster.
Yeah,
it's official.
Exactly.
Yeah, good for you.
Exactly.
Well, the Caps have arrived. They've arrived at another game seven.
Ooh,
and
baby.
It took a spectacular effort, the kind of effort I'd like to see every game. And I get it. In the non-elimination game, you probably not going to see that. But, man, that's the kind of game, as a fan, I've been looking for.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I know we were all nervous in that first period. It was, you know, nip and tuck, and you were like, oh, my God, when is the shoe going to drop? And really throughout much of the second period, right? And even when they had the 1-0 lead, you were like, okay.
Still tenuous.
Okay. When is this going to happen? When are they going to tie it up? And they almost did, right? And I said at some point, even when it was 1-0 early in the third and Tampa was rocking a little bit and quite honestly, the Caps were reeling a little bit, I said, even with that, the Caps had done so many things right that it would have been really a terrible, terrible injustice if they would have lost that game because they did so many things right. Their intensity, their effort, they out-hit them 39-19. I don't know. I don't have every statistic from every playoff game. It's so rare that you see that kind of disparity. And we're talking about bone-jarring hits in terms of not only the disparity but the type of hits. And it was from start to really finish. Brooks Orpik, Tom Wilson. I mean, Tom Wilson had a couple of shifts, guys, that I've never seen. Those two different shifts where he laid two separate hits on each shift and got scoring opportunities off of those two hits on those same shifts, if that makes sense, if I'm describing that right. It was unbelievable, and Brooks Orpik played like a man possessed, and Ovi had a bunch of hits, four total accredited. Now, he took a massive hit in the neutral zone that should have clearly been called a penalty. I do worry a little bit, quite honestly, if he's 100% going into Game 7. He only played, according to the chart, 16 and a half minutes, which is a little bit low, honestly, compared to the rest of his line. Like Kuznetsov played almost 20 minutes. I don't know if it's a mistake on the NHL play-by-play chart because they played the same amount of shifts, and he was short with the media. So, you know, which is something to monitor. I don't think anything's wrong there, but he took a nasty, nasty hit from Dan Girardi that should have, again, been a penalty. But it was such a physical game, and the Capitals, give them kudos. Regardless of what happens in Game 7, regardless of what would have happened last night if they would have lost, they gave everything they had and then some.
And Rooster, Braden Holtby was borderline spectacular, gets the shutout on home ice. And ever since he's taken over for Grubauer, he's 11-6. He's got a 2.16 goals against. He's right around 92% save percentage. He hasn't been Marc-Andre Fleury good, but he's been pretty damn good and exactly what the Caps needed, especially last night.
Yeah, that glove save he had, what was it, midway through? Early third.
Yeah, it was about 7 or 8 minutes into the third.
Yeah, and I asked him directly after the game because they brought him actually to the podium, which is such a great idea. Get him out of that smelly locker room and away from everything. And he's like, well, it looks harder. I mean, it looks much fancier than it actually was, but it was a fantastic glove save. I haven't seen him have a glove save like that first. He's only the seventh goaltender in NHL history to have his first shutout of the year come in an elimination game. Think about that. Seventh goaltender in NHL history to have his first shutout of the year come in an elimination game. So that tells you everything you need to know there. Now, listen, they only had, 24, 25 shots on goal, did Tampa? But they tested him on a couple of those, including that glove save. And quite honestly, and I had talked about this not with you guys yesterday, but with Grant and Danny, from Kettler, and there were people at practice yesterday, and I know this, and I was disappointed with Braden after Game 5. In Game 4 and Game 5, I didn't think he had great games. I thought he let in a couple of soft goals, and he needed a big-time performance, and he was a stud last night, period.
You know, Rooster,
Need him again, Wednesday night, if they're going to advance.
Sorry to cut you off there, Chris. If I'm an opposing GM, I'm gonna scrape together a few bucks and make an offer for Devontae Smith-Pelly. Now, is he a superstar? No, but that's a guy who, especially during playoff time, ramps it up. He's a vicious hitter. I mean, he's going to hit anything that moves. He's always going to give you 1,000%. I mean, he came up huge with the goal last night. Now, a lot of it was Stevenson digging for the puck behind the net, so he deserves credit as well. But DSP is a restricted free agent at the end of the year. If I'm from an opposing club, I'm going to give that guy an offer because that's a guy I want in my locker room.
He's one of those guys, and it was why I loved when they signed him. I had no idea it would work out this well. And remember, he was benched at one point. He was demoted, I guess, after being promoted because he was so good earlier in the playoffs at one point in these playoffs during the Pittsburgh series. Because remember, he went from the third line to the one line to replace Tom Wilson mm-hmm. when Wilson got suspended. And then from the one line down to the four line because he wasn't good for two games and he took a couple of bad penalties. He was great last night outside of kicks that goal. He had so many good scoring opportunities. Just a wonderful performance. And that pass by Stevenson, not only to win the puck battle and to outrace the Lightning defender behind Vasilevsky, but to pass that puck with that accuracy, tape to tape, unbelievable stuff. And Stevenson, I mean, I can't say enough about him, too. That guy has worked on the first line, the second line, the third line, the fourth line, center, left wing. He's worked with so many different pairings and so many different guys. He just does everything that you ask of him and more. And you could not ask for a better kind of tic-tac-toe kind of combination to him and Pelly. And I'm so glad Pelly got the payoff because, again, like I said, he had two or three other opportunities before that in that game where you thought, oh, my gosh, this guy is hunting out there. And one of these is going to go in. And I kept saying that to myself. I don't know if I said that on Twitter. One of these is going to go in. And, I truly believe this. Sometimes good guys like that that just have a knack at this time of the year, you almost feel it. You almost see it. You almost sense it. And I kind of had that weird feeling with Devontae Smith-Pelly last night. Maybe it was me just wanting that good story because I like the guy, but I almost felt that early throughout the game last night, and I was glad to see him get rewarded.
Chris, sorry for waking you up. Go back to sleep. Catch some Z's and stay away from assaulting your colleagues.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I was actually up. I was having some equipment issues because I had to reload the equipment. But yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry for being a touch late, but
it's all
I'm happy,
good,
guys.
Chris.
Game seven, right? I mean, you guys are fired up, right?
Caps still have life, of course.
Absolutely. So
cautiously optimistic. That's how I phrase it.
Yeah, I understand that. What else could we ask for, right? Game seven.
One game away from the finals.
All right, Chris.
For the Stanley Cup.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
It's our pal Chris Russell who joined us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. We will talk more Caps Lightning with Alan May, Capital Studio Analyst for NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 9 here on The Junkies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, been talking about the Caps winning Game 6 all morning. Starting to switch things up. Do some entertainment page now. Find out what else is going on in the world.
There are
not like
things.
In regular news.
Oh, no.
Entertainment news.
Current events, politics. Right. Nobody. That's boring. Come on.
You know, I did have CNBC. I thought of Cakes yesterday. For some reason, because I was watching Shark Tank, like a rerun the night before. Like CNBC was on.
Yeah.
The day.
Spilled over to investment talk.
Yeah. And it seems like the market's been doing pretty well recently, right?
I mean, is 298 points in one day doing well?
Yeah, no, but I'm not talking about just one day.
Yeah.
But it yields.
I don't know.
No, like in the last, I don't know, a couple weeks maybe? It feels like it's been doing a little better.
Sure. Seemed
to have some positive vibes in some of the stories I was hearing.
I just want my portfolio to get swole.
Right.
That's all I care about.
Right. Man, this is a big story here. If true, Darren Revell was the first to report this, but apparently Fox is paying $1 billion for SmackDown TV rights. The WWE SmackDown Live. We'll have a new home in 2019. The deal is reportedly 5 years, $205 million annually, which, of course, totals over $1 billion during that lifespan of the deal. Cakes. $1 billion for the rights for SmackDown Live. What network is that on now?
I think it's been...
Is it on NBC?
The CW, maybe? I don't know. Drab T-shirt, you're going to have to rescue me here.
Here it says...
I think it is CW.
Oh, okay. It says, it was reported last week that NBCU, whose networks had aired SmackDown since 2010, declined to renew the deal with the WWE program, instead opting to focus on retaining the rights to the Wrestling Giants' flagship show, Monday Night Raw.
Okay,
so break down the difference between the two, Drabby. What's the difference between Monday Night Raw and SmackDown?
Different roster of wrestlers.
Is that right?
And different nights.
It's different roster?
Now. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I just couldn't be more.
Well, it's like American League and National League.
It'd be like Grant and Danny in the Junkies.
All right, I can understand a different roster. I understand the concept. Who's the star of SmackDown?
I have no idea.
Big sillies? Who's the big silly of the other one? Monday Night Raw.
I mean, I don't know who the champions.
Which one's
Brock Lesnar's got to be in one of them, and Roman Reigns.
So nobody here knows.
And this is what
we don't have any self-respecting wrestling fans here.
We desperately need Chaz.
I'm going to put my money
on Brock Lesnar. Didn't he win WrestleMania?
Where's that fat nerd? Where's is he sick?
He doesn't
today?
Watch wrestling. I think Cena's on SmackDown.
That's what Doug says. That's what Doug says?
Yeah.
Oh, Doug knows.
We need Tom.
Our
Tom
NBC
Daly.
Sports Washington producer. He knows.
Tommy would definitely know.
$1 billion, though, for the rights. What? Why are you looking at me?
Well, you let off with a wrestling story. You threw us all for a loop.
It's $1 billion
story.
According
to Wiki, AJ Styles is your current SmackDown champion.
So SmackDown is nubs because I've never heard of that dude. Have you ever heard of AJ Styles?
Which one's Paige in? Is your United States champion.
I think Paige had to retire. They forced her to retire with that neck
what
injury.
What about Brock Lesnar? Is he a champion? I don't know. I'd have to look. Yes, WWE Universal Champion on the Raw side.
This apparently has been good cakes. You know, you're big into you love stocks. You love to gamble. Why don't you have WWE stock? It's risen more than $15 per share since last Thursday.
Because for whatever
reason.
How
much is it?
I don't know what it is, but somebody,
must be expensive.
Somebody like 2 or 3 days ago tweeted at me, at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Apparently, I gave a tip about WWE stock to him like 3 years ago, and he shipped in a bunch of his chips.
And he's a big winner?
He made a killing.
Yeah.
And I said, good for you. Too bad I didn't listen to my own silly advice, because I didn't put $1 in that
stock. I put
it
on my watch list when it was $11.
What is it now?
It's like 50-something.
53.
53, but it's gone up $15 since Thursday. That's a huge joke.
Hulkamania is running wild.
It's way better than Intercom.
What is that? I don't even know. What is Intercom?
I don't know.
It's like $5 or something?
It's like $8.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's like seven and change when I saw it. You want to see Intercom stock? Go look at the floor.
Right. I went through my company email yesterday because Cakes notified me that we have to do something about our 401k. I was unaware of it. So I'm searching for the email.
My wife is on that.
Right. I was searching through the email, and I happened to see one from our big boss. His name's David Field, the CEO.
Yeah, right.
And it was just an explanation as to why the stock is
You better
tanking.
Hope your wife doesn't drain all of your money and buy gift cards with all the money.
You know, like the DJ's
then
wife.
Then hop into the car with all your kids and peel off and you never see her again.
It's always possible.
I'd never
put it past him.
He'd have plenty of downtime then to be solo.
He has plenty of downtime now.
I know.
I got nothing but downtime, dude.
Hello.
I got so much
so
downtime.
So do I.
Yeah. I have too much downtime. I feel guilty about the downtime that I don't take advantage of.
Yeah.
I do think when I'm in that box, or right where I'm on my deathbed, that I will regret all the downtime I wasted. There's a lot of downtime. Oh, well. What are you going to do? What am I going to do is all of a sudden get productive? I'm almost 50. It's over.
Start golf lessons today.
That's not really productive.
Well,
it's just like a leisure pursuit to kill time, basically.
Believe me, with my wife.
Yeah, all right. Maybe it'll help. American Idol cakes, that stupid show is still on, believe it or not, and they crowned a new winner last night. 20-year-old from Iowa. Her name is Maddie, is it Pope? It's P-O-P-E.
Is this the one with Lionel Richie? I was flipping through the channels
Lionel Richie
dancing.
Katy Perry, and the Country Donk.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, yeah. All of them, their personalities stink.
Just like this song, I'm sure it stinks.
Oh, it's just the bit where she's crying and she can't get through the song.
Yeah, she's singing after she wins.
She sounds like poop. Can you get a better one?
I'll try to find another performer.
It's not Maddie Pope.
Something Valdez doing karaoke.
You got to get one where she's not breaking down. Get one where, like, do you have, like, a professional recording of this chick?
Or don't.
No, I'd like to hear if she's good. They say.
Is the genre going to be pop or is it country? I couldn't quite tell there.
Couldn't tell from that either.
Looks like she had a guitar.
She covered Simon and Garfunkel's Homeward Bound. Is that a super famous song?
Don't know anything about that.
I've heard that one a million times.
I'm sure I have.
It's not by title. And then God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. Do we know that one?
Maybe.
Which one is this?
This is Landslide.
Well, I know this one. This is a smashola by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah, this is silly.
And by Smashing Pumpkins.
Climbed the mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills.
I wish I could sing.
How much is Seacrest making for the reboot of American Idol?
Oh, like $15 million.
I mean, it's a joke.
Poor Dunkelman. Wasn't that his partner for season one?
Yeah. Brian Dunkelman.
Who quit the show because he thought he was like someone.
No, I don't think they quit.
No, he was forced out.
Yeah, they fired him. They said, we don't need two hosts. It's stupid. Who needs two hosts?
Right.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
I hope Erica doesn't look at us and say, why do you need four hosts? You're all fired.
Yeah. Oh, that's a different bit. I've never
that's eventually going to happen.
Yeah. Eventually. I mean, get fired? Oh, yeah. I tell my kids that all the time. I've actually traumatized my kids. my little one, because she goes, well, are you getting fired yet? And I go, I don't know. You never know. That's how daddy will
step into my office because you're fired.
Daddy's just a beacon of positivity.
Yes.
Well, I mean, in this business, you get fired. There'll just be a day where the junks aren't here. And it'll just be it. You're not going to get some farewell. It's not going to be like Mike Francesa. You get to tell people for a month, this is your last day.
Is this new show
you're just
going to
show up
on
one day and your key card is not going
to
work.
He told people for like a year that he was leaving. Left for like 3 months and said, well, I need to get back.
Yesterday, when I'm going through the Entercom emails, I think one of them was a bit about the announcement of Mike Francesa coming back. And I believe his new show is just called Mike's On.
I thought he was already
pretty creative.
Back.
Mike's On.
I thought he was already on. Isn't he? Or no?
I think it started this week or.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't listen to him. I'm a Hank Haney guy. Sorry, just them. Royal wedding stories are still all over the place. Dude, did you see how much Meghan Markle's gown was? The wedding gown.
Let me guess. I haven't seen it, but let me guess.
I'm going to say when I got married. Now, this was 22 years ago. God, I'm getting old. I think my wife, if she spent $800, that probably was a lot.
I'm going to say her dress cost
that sounds low.
$100,000.
Maybe it was $1,500.
$100,000.
I think it was $270,000.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
I don't even know. It's a dress. Are you kidding?
Was it laced with diamonds?
I don't know. It's just a dress.
Should be laced with $1,000 bills.
$270,000. They apparently were giving out gift bags to guests.
Oh, I bet those were selling.
And let me see. They were handed out
what
to
was
more
in
than,
them?
All right. I don't know. Let me see here. But 2,500 people got these things. They included a refrigerator magnet and a chocolate coin. All right, so they were the nubbiest gift bags in history.
Worst party favors ever.
Right, and some donk has it on eBay for $13,000. But a bunch of them are there or on eBay. Some they're getting around $1,200 for. But one guy is asking for $13,000.
I know if Valdez had gone, he would have put it on eBay.
What did we get at the Grant Paulson wedding? That was the last big celebrity wedding that we all attended.
A celebrity wedding?
Yeah, still like, to give him his gift. I've slept on that.
Celebrity wedding? Yes, it is. I mean, you had other celebrities. Chris Cooley was there.
Right. What did
that was a celebrity wedding.
Okay. What
was there something?
You're going to insult them because we're not going to remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember Valdez's or
Drab's anybody's party favor.
Big celebrity wedding.
Drab's gift was a moisture wicking T-shirt because everybody's so sweaty.
Drab, did you have a party favor for people?
He gave
I don't
away
think
fans.
So. I don't remember.
Yeah, you're good. You don't remember. Valdez, do you remember? Did you have something like some parting little gift for people? Some tchotchke we were all supposed to bring home?
I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think so.
It's a teen of all
some people, like, it'll be like a pencil with their name or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a chocolate with their names on it.
Get a tin of grizzly long cut.
Right. Gross.
I think we had chocolates at mine. Kevin had Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh.
Big surprise.
That was a surprise. Yeah. That was what
we were waiting for. The lock was supposed to come out from behind the curtain or something.
And we kept being, we were told many
what
times.
A dumb, I could kill that kid just for that.
They said,
he kept me there an extra hour.
Yeah, they said, you can't leave. It's a big surprise is coming.
I thought he was going to.
Literally, people were
speculating.
It's the Rock. The Rock's going to come out from behind the curtain. Or it's going to be
like Steven Spielberg is going to produce like a short film on on their meeting.
It was Kevin.
Who else was he tweeting at the time?
It was Christian Slater.
Yeah, Christian Slater.
Stalk Slater all the time.
True Romance.
Wasn't even chalupas or it was like 59-cent soft tacos.
Yeah, like cold tacos. Yeah. They got 2 hours ago. Killed the worst.
He still rides that Taco Bell bit.
I thought it was, did he have like a video montage of a bunch of celebrities wishing him and his wife like congratulations and good luck and everything?
He might have on Twitter or social media.
I think he did it for Lauren.
Did he do it also at the wedding?
He may have.
I don't remember.
He also did the Pulp Fiction dance.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I think it was their first dance.
How would he even know?
That's a famous scene.
I understand it's a famous scene, but do you remember the particular dance? Like, if you saw that, you would go, oh, that's the Pulp Fiction dance?
Yeah, it's John Travolta.
Well, I just remember because Kevin was doing the twist or whatever it's called.
What's the twist?
The twist.
Show me.
Like Chubby Checker, you know, right?
That's dance, famous the from the from Pulp Fiction?
Well, because John Travolta did it, and he'd been obscure.
You guys remember scenes from movies.
I've
seen a movie for 1 second. I don't remember any of it. The only movie I remember is Hoop Dreams. And it's a documentary.
It's the only one you have a file on.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, EB's going to need name tags for us. Your memory is fleeting.
I was at Safeway the other day, and I had to punch in my you know, because I never have my card. Who has their card? I carry my card.
I never kept my card.
I don't have a card. So I had to put in my phone number, and I couldn't remember what my phone number was. I just forgot.
Did you have to look it up?
No, I kind of punched in some numbers, and then, boom, it just magically appeared. Muscle memory hooked you. Yeah, it just magically appeared. Let me see. So a bunch of celebrities, obviously, were at the royal wedding. Serena Williams, apparently, was running the beer pong table, Cakes.
Oh, that's Valdez's hero.
Right?
He loves beer pong.
How do they have beer pong at a reception at a royal wedding?
I don't know.
You think they're playing with Natty Light?
I don't know if they're doing a bit.
Seems like a very white trash pursuit for a royal wedding reception.
They say, let me see, the wedding reception for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle reportedly went until 1 a.m. The party was emceed by James Corden.
Did they have a game of bags, too?
They had Dom P in their solo cups.
Right.
Carpool karaoke guy?
Yeah, George Clooney was there. He was dancing with both princesses. Idris Elba guest DJ'd. I mean, God, get rid of these people. The worst. This is not a good story. I guess, am I going to have to not do my little mini fast? They're saying the fasting diets could increase your risk of diabetes, Cakes. I don't have to worry about that.
I'm sure I'm fasting.
Well, so I like to do the, like, don't eat after, like, 8, and then don't eat again until, like, noon or something. So that's kind of like a mini fast. But I guess some people are doing, it's very popular now, the 5-2 diet, where you eat normally for 5 days, but then you severely restrict your calories the other two. Like on the that's so hard. You can't do the weekend. That's when everybody eats the most. Maybe early in the week. But they say the problem is that diets like that can damage the pancreas and impair insulin levels. Last thing I want to do is damage my pancreas.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Even though I'm not exactly sure what the pancreas does, I think it secretes some sort of enzymes that your body needs. Other than that,
it's a low-seated organ.
The pancreas?
Yes.
Except when they tell you you have big C.
But it's way higher than like your like
appendix. I get it.
Your appendix or like your gallbladder, that can come out.
I don't want
your spleen can come out.
Yeah, ever mention the word pancreas
your lungs,
to me.
Well, of course, those are your one seeds. Your heart, your lungs, your liver. Your brain.
He is a donk. I'm terrified of my pancreas. I'm completely terrified of it.
Low seed.
Low seed? It's like the one seed of killers.
Yeah, ask Patrick Swayze if it's a low seed.
Yeah, or Steve Jobs.
In fact, I went to, I wouldn't even tell you.
You would rank your pancreas more important than your heart?
No, as far as like your cancers. Lungs. Like you talk about it
it's
getting
like
sick.
I think it's the fastest growing cancer, and like we're all going to get it. Like I saw some doctor talking about it. It's like pancreas cancer is way up in like over the next.
I'm not going to get cancer. I'm going to die of a heart attack watching the Washington Capitals
game seven.
That's very possible.
That's what's going to happen to me.
Very possible.
I don't want to worry about that.
Or you'll slip into a drunken stupor from drinking.
I can
so
only
much.
Hope I go into some drunken coma.
Did you, by the way, did you find that duet with Demi Lovato and who's the other one?
I have the Billboard version.
Please say no.
Yeah, no, I want to hear it. Christina Aguilera, I think, right? That's Jesus.
You won't go see her at MGM National Harbor?
No. But I'm bitter that Ryan Key's performing tonight at the Fillmore, and these guys didn't book him for the show.
You going? That's like your backyard.
It's way too late.
The song stinks, just in case you're wondering. Stinks on ice. Thank you, Valdez. Valdez has the golden ears. I'm guessing he's not a fan either.
He plays farts out of sex for literally every single song.
Yeah, that's true.
I do not.
Why does he have the golden ears? You like to say
because
he has golden ears.
Because he hears pop hits before they become pop hits.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He hears it once they play it on the channel.
I will defend.
He hears a Taylor Swift song goes, oh, it's going to be a hit.
No, I'm not talking
that's not golden
Taylor,
ears.
I'm not talking Taylor Swift level. I'm talking about like before Tovlo hit it big in the U.S., that donk was on her. Somehow.
Right. I definitely was. Hey, by the way, I didn't want to bum rush your EP, but since we're getting ready to go to break, I wanted to let you know that apparently a texter told me there's new Paige sex tape stuff.
The WWE chick? Really? There's a new one?
That's what
so where do I go to? Celeb Jihad?
See, you knew that Eric wouldn't be able to do the entertainment.
Right.
Save that for the
end.
Well,
hold on. I got to get through this. I got to navigate the whole thing. Yeah, I'm going to have to use my
got to beat the filters.
I got to use my mobile hotspot now. I got to do the whole thing. But you think I'm not?
Computer's still working despite the spill?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll give a full report when we come back.
That's a good tease. A page report when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
All right. That was fake news.
What was?
The page.
Oh, okay.
It was all old stuff.
I'd already forgotten about that.
It was an old compilation of videos. I mean, as soon as I saw it, immediately I told Valdez, that's old. So they had compiled all the different leaks and hacks through the years. And honestly, for this poor girl's sake, please stop hacking into her phone. And the girl was like on the verge of suicide. I mean, it's just brutal what they're posting out there. Normally, I don't mind sneaking a peek, but this woman is just like she's been traumatized.
People
by
have
it.
To back off.
Yeah, let's pick on somebody else. Back off, poor Paige.
Yeah, let's pick on Awad, who's not here. He can't even defend himself.
Let's find a new diva to hack.
Yeah, let's find a new diva. That's fine. You know, one hack here or there is fine, but we can't just continually do it.
What's poor your girl. One seed now, Valdez? You got to see Tiger Woods. That was the be all and end all, supposedly.
I think I'm good.
Really?
I think we're good, right? Bryce.
You know what? Paulina Gretzky. Sex tape or Paige.
Paige Sporanic.
Yeah, Sporanic.
Yeah. That I don't think that's going to happen with Paige.
What if you got to see Trump Stormy?
Oh, she's gross. She popped up on one of those things.
She's gross. What about he's gross?
Yeah.
who thinks about him? He's gross.
Who thinks about him? He's like 100. Of course he's gross. She's gross. She popped up on one of those, like, you know how, like, when you're serving it, you're surfing adult content, and
for like a live Jasmine or Cam,
like one of those Cam soda things or whatever they're called. I don't know what they are. And all of a sudden, he's like, "Hi, I'm Stormy Daniels, and stay here." And but look, and you looked at him, and went, oh, yeah, not attractive for me. Not
Michael
my
Jordan.
Nah, that was, yeah.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. No, you see, once you saw Tiger, it was like the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
That was like
you guys have been at your Mount Everest.
Yeah. I mean, everything else pales in comparison. If you're into dongs.
Celebrity sex tapes.
Yeah. But the female, the best, and we did a ranking, and you go back to the archives, you can find that for yourself. The best female one was the Paige girl. But they got to stop. I mean, the poor girl, I mean, it would traumatize her. So it would traumatize somebody else.
5 minutes ago, you go, I'll be back with a full report.
Well, the report was that.
But I said, I hope they didn't. I said, I hope they didn't, but
you're
I will look.
It.
Yeah. But they got to stop. They got to stop with her. So.
Cakes, you started watching the show Safe. I'd heard big things about it. And I mentioned to you yesterday, have you started watching Safe?
I'm two episodes in.
It has the guy from Dexter.
Michael C.
Lead.
Hall? I think that's his name.
Now, I thought he was American because in all of Dexter, he's American. And you brought this up to Valdez. You're like, you got to watch Safe. And he said, I can't do it. British accents. And I'm kind of with him. Now, I will watch it because I think it's a
Dude, he is
how
American.
Describe the series?
He's doing
oh, really?
A Brit accent.
Oh, well, you kind of mocked me yesterday. I thought you mocked me saying that he was British, but he was just acting American on Dexter.
No, Ricky. He's American, acting as an American in Dexter. Now he's acting as a Brit in Safe on Netflix.
I watched the first few minutes just to load it up so that the next time I click on Netflix, it just says continue watching.
Yes.
But I haven't watched a full episode. You've watched two.
Yeah. I'm 1,000% in.
Would you describe the show as a mystery?
Yeah. It's a mystery set in an affluent neighborhood in Great Britain where two teens disappear in the first episode and then you have to figure out what's going on. That's about
Sounds all. Good.
Yeah, it's really good. But Valdez can't watch it because he's an ugly American and can't deal with a few Brit accents.
He said he can't understand them.
I'll watch it. And by the way, that's pretty it's pretty ironic that I can't understand the accents of other people.
That's right. That's true. Can you imagine Brits coming over here and trying to understand you? Dropped in the middle of Pasadena or Glen Burnie, God forbid, how that would go. Yeah, but I recommend you watch it. Watch one episode and tell me you're not.
And you're done with Evil Geniuses.
Done.
Why? Feel like a lot of catching up.
Oh, stop. It's Evil Genius.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
There's no.
You're done because you watched it all, or
of Evil Genius?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are only four episodes.
Oh, four.
Only JP
four.
Doesn't know anything. He's given the wrong name. So many wrong episodes.
Okay, sorry. I said that I thought it was six. It's four.
Evil Genius, four episodes.
All right.
And I'm
so
already
you
done.
Ripped through it.
Ripped through it. Four episodes.
But easy.
Four episodes. I point laugh. I think Safe is either 8 or 10. So I've got a little more work cut out for me.
Right. And after that, you'll finally watch The Night Of.
Well, I'm 8 minutes into The Night Of.
He was not intrigued by it.
He's still at the party. We're still going to the party.
You watched two episodes because of Binge Club.
I did watch two. And you know what? I wasn't that intrigued.
Yeah, so it
didn't do anything for me.
Yeah. But I've heard a lot of good things about
it. I thought it was a great show.
Personal preference.
Both of those shows, Evil Genius and Safe, I've heard a lot of good things.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it, or are people going to be all upset if we do?
I don't know. I don't know how much people watched. Valdez hasn't seen any. JP's seen 30 seconds.
I finished Evil Genius.
Is it like Making a Murderer where you're still like these huge questions?
I haven't watched Making a Murderer.
Okay, but at the end of Making a Murderer, everyone was debating whether or not he was guilty or innocent, that sort of thing. Did they resolve it all in the four episodes of Evil Genius?
I guess they did.
I think there is a resolution, but The main question I guess you would ask yourself is who's the mastermind?
Well, here's my major takeaway.
Oh, they don't
takeaway.
Know who the mastermind
well,
is.
Well, you, I mean.
Here's my major takeaway from Evil Genius. Everybody, and I mean everybody, at least in Erie, Pennsylvania, which is just a stinkhole. It's just a pit, apparently. Mm-hmm. Everybody there is a level A hoarder. They're going into these people's homes, and like you literally have to step over mountains of trash and old milk jugs, the dog feces everywhere, old computers strewn all over the place. I mean, I'm not talking
about
these people.
Why are they going through their
homes? I'm not talking about just like a few things here and there out of place.
I get it.
Like just the worst of the worst.
Yeah, how many homes did you see that were hoarding homes?
Three or four different ones.
Why were they going through those particular homes?
Well, I'll give you one because a guy called up and said, yeah, I just wanted to let you. He called the police, said, hey, my name's Bill Rothstein, I believe is his name. And he's a big, giant loser, first of all. And he says, you might want to come out to my house. And they're like, well, why? What's the situation? Well, there's a body in my freezer that I put in there for my girlfriend.
That he put in there.
That he put in. He did a solid for his girlfriend by
So that's a confession right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
So there's no mystery there, EB. That's a straight up confession.
So hold on, he's turning himself in for killing somebody.
No,
he basically
that's what you're saying.
He's basically trying to rat out his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's saying he discovered a body in the freezer.
Okay. He's the one that helped put it there.
Okay,
like he was complicit in putting the body in the freezer.
He did a solid for his girlfriend, so he's saying his girlfriend killed somebody.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's just what, that's not even, that doesn't even really
that's
have
a
to
side
do
story.
With the main plot of the fact that they called this pizza delivery guy out to some remote, big surprise, radio tower. Right. Radios involved with a crazy scheme, and they locked a collar bomb around his neck and forced him to go rob a bank.
I vaguely remember the story.
Yeah.
What was their plan? They're going to put the collar around the guy. He's going to go rob a bank. And did they do it simply to torture him, or did they think they were going to take it off, save his life?
No, they never. They knew that once they attached
that he was
going to blow his stupid head off.
They
knew
that. Which
is what ultimately did.
Yeah, there was no way he was getting out of that.
No way. Now, he didn't know that. At first, he thought that it was possibly
fake.
A fake, until it started going beep, 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 and the beep started getting more rapid, and then he realized, oh, this is the real McCoy, and then 30 seconds later, his head's blown off.
And they showed that.
From a distance. Yeah. Right at the beginning of the first episode.
That's why I can't watch it.
That's called an attention grab.
That's too much.
Yeah, it's called, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. Where did he blow up? Like, while he was robbing the bank or after?
No, he got out of the bank. Police apprehended him. They put him in handcuffs in front of a police car, and then they lifted up his T-shirt and said, oh, my God, this guy's got a bomb around his neck.
Sitting there in the middle of the road.
And then they immediately scatter, and they leave him?
Yeah, they got like 500 feet away, guns drawn, had to call in the bomb squad.
And by the time the bomb squad gets there. What if the bomb squad had gotten there? Do you think they could have saved his life?
I don't know.
If they had 30 minutes.
Possibly.
I'm wondering if you and Valdez, who both watched this,
yes,
have the same theory as to who the mastermind is. He says that's what the show is all about, figuring out who the mastermind is. Who do you believe is the mastermind?
I think it was
Valdez.
Is her name Marjorie Beal Armstrong?
Margie or Marjorie.
Yeah.
All right, so hold on. So, why did they... They just wanted to torture this guy?
Those dummies.
Why did they do that?
They thought they were going to send him into the bank, and they were going to get away with $250,000.
And then he would just die.
Yeah, it was a form of distraction.
Yeah, I don't know how... I don't know what their end game was.
The plan was the donk would rob the bank. They would get the money, and then he would die, and then they wouldn't be caught.
Because he would be dead.
Yes.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
So you believe it's Margie. Who did you believe was the evil genius?
Margie.
It's obvious.
She killed four boyfriends or lovers before.
Yeah, she's lived like the Black Widow.
And so is she...
Is Margie Baldy?
Is she...
No, she used to be money.
She used to be money.
And then you see the transformation to her.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it makes you feel sorry for women.
She's also bipolar. So, I mean, she had mental illness she was dealing with.
So, is she currently in prison? Or
she's in prison.
Yeah, she is.
She's currently taking a dirt nap.
Oh, she's dead.
Yeah.
She's
dead.
Yeah.
Died in 2017.
I don't even watch the show anymore.
Hey, I got it. I'm good.
It's riveting.
All right, up next, we're going to get back into Caps Lightning. Alan May, Capital Studio Analyst for NBC Sports Washington, joins us here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.